from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Pinchas, the nature of every day. The nature of every day. If we look in Parshat Pinchas, we have what seems like a Parshat HaMoedot, a collection of holidays. After all, it starts with, you have Shabbat, you have Rosh Chodesh, you have Pesach, Shavuos, you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. It's really a Parshat HaMoedot. What the Mishnah in Megillah refers to as Parshat HaMoedot Shebetorat Kohanim, the section of Moedim in the holidays in Vayikra and Leviticus, that's also a list. That list does not have a daily offering. You see, our parsha has all the holidays, starting with Shabbat. Ki yom tchila m'kray kodesh. We say Kiddush on Friday night. Shabbat is always the first of all the holidays. But our parsha in Pinchas starts with the daily offering, which is not a holiday. In what's known in Gemara Megillah as the Parshat HaMoedot, the section of holidays, the parsha of holidays in Parshat Emor in Leviticus, chapter 23, that doesn't have the daily offering. It just starts with Shabbat. So that's clearly a Parshat HaMoedim. That's clearly a section whose topic is the holidays. The question is this also Parshat HaMoedim? When the Mishnah refers to the Parsha of holidays in Torah Kohanim Leviticus, it's as opposed to the other Parshat HaMoedim. What's the other Parshat HaMoedim? The other Parsha that has all the holidays is Pinchas. But it's not a list of holidays. It starts with the daily. It starts with the daily offering. So how does the Mishnah there refer to the readings that we read on Sukkot from Parshat Pinchas? It's Korbanot HaChag. These are the Korbanot, the Korbanos. This is a section of all different offerings from a daily basis. And then since on Shabbat and on Rosh Chodesh and holidays, you add to the daily offerings. Therefore, it has to list what are the daily offerings and what offerings are added to the daily offering on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, etc. So our Parsha then is not a list of holidays. It's a list of sacrifices. And sacrifices change when it's a holiday. So that's one way of looking at it. However, one could say that just like you have Torah, Parshat HaMoedot, you have a Parsha of holidays in Emor, in Leviticus 23. So too, in Numbers 28, in Parshat Pinchas, you have a list of holidays. What about the daily offering? So one could suggest as follows. One could suggest that the Parsha is making a radical statement. And the statement is, don't think you have the day, you have every day, you have your daily situation, and then something else called a holiday. No. Every day contains within it the daily offering. And what we do in a holiday is we simply add to it. So Shabbat is like a regular day, only it's double. It's twice as much as a regular day. Sukkot is like a regular day. But on top of it, it has the holiday offerings, which are very extensive. So then what is the nature of a day? So you could say that the foundation of a holiday is there on a regular day as well. In other words, it's not that we turn on a special switch called a holiday switch, Mikra Kodesh, a holy convocation, and we declare that switch and we turn that switch on just for Shabbat, just for Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. No. There's a switch that's already on. It's called the daily offering. It's called every day, the nature of every day. And then that switch, you simply turn up the thermostat and it's Shabbat or it's Pesach. In other words, it's not that there's a qualitative difference between a regular day and Shabbat or Sukkot. There's sort of a quantitative difference. You have a certain amount of holiness, access to God on a regular basis. And it's simply augmented on Shabbat and on the holidays. For instance, one may look at it like this. To what extent do we have access to God?
It's what?
You have an obligation and therefore a responsibility and an opportunity to bring two communal offerings, a sheep in the morning, a sheep in the afternoon, every day. You have that opportunity. We, the congregation, we, the people, have a right as a congregation to offer, to approach God and say, hey, we, the community, are bringing you a sacrifice. You want to bring three sacrifices a day? No, you can't do that. Only bring two communal sacrifices. However, on Shabbat, God says, come on over, bring four. On Pesach, a whole bunch, seven of this and two of that. And on Sukkot, it goes on and on. 14, 13 different cows and sheep, and it's over 20 different sacrifices. So you have more opportunities. If you think about it in today's terms, we have, on a daily basis, you have a heter, you have a matir, you have an opportunity to say shachri, to say the daily offering, to stand in front of God once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once in the evening. Why? Because Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did it. Because there were daily offerings that were once offered. And at night, there was always something on the altar. But that's it. You can't just say, okay, you know, I'm going to daven mincha later, but I think I'll say another one now. You know, I want to talk to God. I said, no. Rabbi Yochanan says you could, but we say no. You can't do that. You have to wait for the official time. You don't have that opportunity. But on Shabbat, we say, no, you have another chance. And in Yom Kippur, we say, you have another chance. Five opportunities. Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, Musaf, the additional service, and Ne'ilah, the closing service. Five opportunities. It reflects the fact that on Yom Kippur, there are lots of sacrifices. So you might look at it the same way. What's the difference between Shabbat and a regular day? Every day a Jew has an opportunity to connect with God. You don't need this, not to do Shabbat. This is not some religion in which, you know, you show up on one particular day of the week and that's it. No. You have an opportunity to connect with God every day, but it's limited. How long can you make Shacharit last? You could live an hour, 2 hours, an hour and a half. But on Shabbat, we can drag it out for 2, 3 hours, 4 hours. Why? Because we have Shacharit, we have Musaf, we have more stuff. And it's a greater opportunity to connect with God. Yom Kippur, the whole day, opportunity to connect with God through various amidot, various standing before God. So, what do we have here in this parsha? We have, one might argue, that it's not a parsha of holidays at all. It's a parsha of sacrifices. On a daily basis, you have these sacrifices. Shabbat, you had more sacrifices. And holidays, you have others. Argument number one. Argument number two. There's no qualitative difference between Shabbat and a regular day. They're all festive. And there's only a quantitative difference. How festive is it? Shabbat and holidays are more festive. And we have a third option, and that is that what is a holiday is an opportunity to connect with God. As the Ramban says, you can go to shul, mikra kodesh, you can gather with the minyan, with the congregation. You can go to shul, you can go to the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. But you know what? You can do that every day. You can go to shul, maybe it's a smaller crowd, everyone's busy, they're going to work, but there's a crowd, there's some people, there's a minyan. You can go and you can hang out with them. That you can do every day. You can do it big time, when everyone's available, everyone's off from work, and everybody can gather together. And that's a greater time of opportunity, of Kedusha. And God says, you know what? I want to hear from you more on that day. Give me more sacrifices. Give me another Amidah. Give me additional service. Give me a ne'ilah. I'll give you another opportunity to talk and shmooze and stand before me in prayer. So what's the nature of a day? One might argue that the nature of a day is that it has within it the seed of a holiday, the seed of being from something very special. But it's not quite, doesn't quite reach that bar of being a holiday. Every day is every day. It's not Shabbos. It's not the Sukkot. But it has that potential. It's the beginning of being some kind of holiday. Or, so what's the nature of every day? Every day we have a pretty nice amount of opportunities to reach God 2 or 3 times a day. But on a holiday, you have greater opportunity to reach God. The nature of holidays is that the greater opportunity, Mikra Kodesh, is a holy gathering that you could reach God even more. So why does the Parsha of Pinchas begin with the daily offering? when actually that's not a holiday. What is it doing in this list of holidays? And the answer is that according to the third answer, the answer is the daily has X amount of opportunities to reach God, and the holidays are simply building on that, more opportunities to reach God. What's fascinating, as the Rebbe Soloveitchik pointed out, is that Rosh Chodesh is just in the middle there. Shabbos itself is ambiguous. Is it truly a holiday or not? If you look in Vayikra, it's ambiguous. Is it part of the holiday list? Is it not? And Rosh Chodesh is also very ambiguous. Where's the Mikra Kodesh? Where's the forbidden work? We don't have it. So what kind of holiday is it? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said there's the Rosh Chodesh man. There's a notion of having a day that's special. You can't tell. Nobody can tell. They look at me and they say, Rabbi, I didn't know it was a holiday. I don't know. You went to the service this morning. You said an extra musaf. You approach God one extra time. I can't tell. I look like I'm at work. I look like I'm everybody else, like everyone else. It's a regular day. But actually, I had an opportunity to speak to God one additional time, additional service. It was the olden days. I'd bring an additional sacrifice as a community that day. We have an additional chance to connect with God. So there is something called Rosh Chodesh. It's somewhere in between the daily and the holiday. It's a greater opportunity to connect with God. And yet, it's not everyone gathering together. People are still working. Maybe they get together for lunch or for a special meal over bread, like Samuel did, as King Saul did, some of his family. It's a chance to connect with other tribes, other people. So, what's the nature of the daily, of every day? It's a chance to connect with God. Thank you for joining us here at the Andrei Sfar Beth Elam, the congregation, for our discussion of Parshat Pinchas. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.